This is 98.1 Parafam. You're on with Dana and Sam. It's game day, Sammy.
It is. We are a lucky bunch here today because joining us on the phone right now is a Newcastle Knights legend. He's also the New South Wales Blues State of Origin assistant coach. It is Danny Badiris, mate. How are you?
How are we going? Great day.
It is a great day. Now, it is the decider. I don't think this compares at all, but bear with me for a second, Danny. I started playing local AFL with my community club last year, and I can't imagine if I got so nervous before the game that I wanted to spew. What are the nerves like on game day for you guys?
Yeah, well, they've prepared well, so it all goes back to preparing, and that sort of takes the nerves out. But, yeah, it's a huge occasion. These boys can do something that not many teams have been able to do and win a decider up here in Queensland. So they're all aware of what comes with a victory, but there's also so many processes you've got to get through to make sure that you play well. So they're ready to go, which, it's really been a privilege to be a part of.
Do you get nervous, though? Just a little bit? Come on. Tell us the secrets.
Not really. Honestly, if you go back to how they train,
that's true.
Do all the work. You do all the hard work on the training field and preparing. And once that's all done, it's over to the player and the individual. And look, it's a rush, that's for sure. You're involved for to see that blue jersey do really well. And at the end of the day, that's all you're after, and seeing the guys play their potential.
Now, is there anyone that you can dob in? Is there anyone that gets like really jittery just before kickoff?
Servo. I just love him. I just love watching him. Jake Swarovich, his whole team, and so he's cool. All the boys have got their own little things, but no, they're all pros. They're very organised and efficient with how they prepare. And yeah, Teddy, I think he's been super impressive this series as a leader, and he's playing 18, 19 Origin, so he's I don't think he's ever played a bad one. That's the other thing. So grateful he's our skipper.
Now, everyone in New South Wales is absolutely stoked that Queensland 5'8" Cameron Munster is out with COVID. I feel like there was a bit of a sigh of relief from the state when it got announced that he was out. How was the team's reaction when they heard the news?
From our point of view, it makes them dangerous in a lot of areas. Experts or whoever you want to call them, probably saying New South Wales are favourites on the back of that. But he's a great player, and he's probably going to be difficult for them to replace someone like Cameron Munster. But they got other players that'll come in and do a really good job. So we have to be on wares of what's going to happen and understand who they're going to bring in. It's a bit of cat and mouse game at the moment. Who's going to play where, and probably won't know till kickoff.
Mate, best of luck. We are chatting to New South Wales Blues assistant coach Danny Badiris. Just before you go, mate, can you give us a prediction? What do you think the score is going to be?
I don't really care about the score. Honestly,
as long as we win.
Just want to know if we win. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
1-0. I don't really care.
Up the Blues.
Go the Blues. Thanks, guys. Ciao.